Hi, everybody. Hi, so I talk about sex pretty much every day of my life. I'm a sex educator, an organizer, a writer, and a performance artist. And I talk about sex, sexual orientation, gender identity. So it's just woven into everything that I do. Several years ago, I'm at NYU on a panel with four other people talking about sex. I think it was sex positivity or something like that. And I think three of the other people I already knew. We had already shared the stage before, so I kind of knew what they were talking about, talked about sex worker rights. I talked about being a trans person and talking about sex positivity. The other person talked about other issues. And then the last person that came on, I'd never met him before, never heard him speak. And as he spoke, as soon as he said a couple of words, he sounded very familiar to me. And I look over at him, and it was just a feeling, right? So he happened to be another Boricua, right? Anybody know what Boricua is? Boricua. Some people think it's just being Puerto Rican, but it's a little more than that. So so he's another Boricua, and I'm like, oh, very connected. There's a connection there. He's speaking about gender and sexual orientation and the politics of sex and all these things, and his brain is beautiful, and I'm just listening to him, and I'm like, oh, I am so attracted to this guy, right? I am so drawn to him, and I'm just, like, sitting there looking at him and just in amazement. And at the end of it, the moderator asks, well, before we ask the audience for any questions, does anyone on the panel have anything to say to each other? So I quickly raise my hand up and I look at him and I just say, I just want to say that I think I love you. And he looked at me and he said, I think I love you too. So we had this like cute little flirty thing. Afterwards, we exchanged numbers. And at first I was wondering, does he really know that I'm kind of really flirting with him? Or were we just like in love because of our brains, right? So we exchanged numbers. We start texting each other, start emailing each other. He comes to visit me at my job. And so after about a couple of weeks of this, I text him and I say, I just want to be clear that you know that I am, you know, totally flirting with you. Like, I want you. And he's like, oh, yes, I'm very clear about this. And I was like, fantastic. So I felt in amazement about this, right? So a couple of years ago, what you see in front of you right now, I did not look like this. This was when I was pre-op, no hormones, binding my chest before any kind of surgery, no alterations whatsoever. And I lived like that as a trans person for about almost 10 years because my identity had nothing to do with my body. It's what I felt like. So at that point in my life, that's how I was living. And so on that panel, I talked about that very openly, how I bounded my chest, how I wasn't on hormones. And he still responded to me, so I was feeling really lucky. Now, this guy also identified as a queer-identified bisexual. He was so cool. And so I was like, this is absolutely perfect. He's a queer-identified bisexual. He is a professor at a university. He teaches gender and sexuality. I'm like, I hit the jackpot, right? I don't have to explain shit to this guy, right? He knows about my body. He knows where I'm coming from. It's perfect, right? So we decide to take this flirting one step further, and so we decide to get a hotel room. So I'm in New York, he's in Jersey, he gets a room in Jersey. I'm a little nervous. I get there, and it's been a while since I've had sex with a cis guy, you know, a guy assigned male at birth who identifies as a male still. It's been a while. My sex partners have been queer women and other trans and gender nonconforming folks, so it was a big step for me. I get to the hotel. He's already laying in the bed in his white, like, Fruit of the Loom t-shirts and whitey tighties. And and I am just trying to, you know, get into the groove of this. How do we start? How do I do this? And usually when I'm nervous, I just, like, jump right in. So, like, I jump on top of him and we start making out, right? And we're making out and it's feeling really good. Now, usually, it takes me a while to take my binder off. I didn't want any concentration on my chest. And at the same time, I still got a lot of pleasure from my chest, but I wasn't sure how he was going to react. But at the same time, I felt so free with him, making out. He was touching my arms and telling me how strong and muscular I was, which made me feel fantastic. And we just kept on going and tossing and turning and kissing, and his shirt came off, and then my shirt came off, and I had my binder on. And then at one point, he slipped his hands under my binder, and I was like, fuck it, I'm taking it off. I take it off, I feel free, I feel good, we're doing it. At one point, I'm completely naked, he's over me, touching my body, I allow him to touch my chest, and then in one swoop, his fingers are inside of me. My eyes are closed, I'm trying to feel, be in this moment and feel it, and just be in my body, and just feel what this is, this what's happening with this man that I think is so fucking scrumptious, right? And at one point, I open my eyes and I look up at him, and he looks like he is mortified. And so I kind of jerk back, I jump up, and I say, did something just change for you because I'm naked? And he was like, and he couldn't answer me. I was mortified. I jumped up. And I just started putting my clothes on. I squeezed my binder back on, stuffed my chest back in, put my shirt on, put my pants on, my socks, my Tim's, my baseball cap, and my jacket, because I needed to have a cigarette after this. He's laying in the bed watching me get dressed. And when I am fully dressed, he looks at me and says, you see right there, now that's my man right there. And I was like, so I need to be completely fully dressed and bound. And I was so upset. I walked out of the room. I went outside to smoke a cigarette. I called my best friend. I was like, can you believe this fucking asshole? I was like, what did he think was going to happen once I took my clothes off? He knew I was no op and no ho. He knew that. He heard me talk on the panel. I couldn't believe it. He teaches gender and sexuality. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? I just kept on going with my friend, and I needed to let it all out. And I was just so mortified by that, that years later, it took me so long to ever be with another cis guy again, because I didn't know how they would react, whether before I had my surgery or after I had my surgery. And I think about it now, and I say, if he just saw me now, what would he think? Now that I have a flat chest, that I've had, that I take testosterone, that I have a little bit of a mustache, am I man enough for him now, right? And then I thought, well, fuck him, because I had a lot of other guys after that any fucking way.